Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast. I'm Raymond Bechet. That opening music was composed by John Rutter, one of the best-known British choral composers of all time, probably. But he's really an international composer whose music is loved and performed all over the world. Rutter's own website only lists the events where he is personally involved, but no matter where you are, if there are choirs in your community and in your churches, it's likely that one of them is singing music by John Rutter. So in this podcast, I'll look at Psalmfest, a new recording of his music with the St. Albans Cathedral Choirs, the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, along with some wonderful soloists and organist Tom Winpenny, all under the direction of Andrew Lucas. Here's a bit more of that opening music, Be Joyful in the Lord. John Rutter was born in London in 1945 and received his first musical education as a chorister at Highgate School in London, England. He went on to study music at Clare College, Cambridge, where he wrote his first published compositions and conducted his first recording, that's all while he was still a student. Over the years, he has written everything from choral works to orchestral and instrumental pieces, children's operas, and that's just the beginning. It's a long list. Throughout his life, though, choral music has in many ways been at the center point of both his compositional output and his renown. Here's a bit of his absolutely gorgeous setting of Psalm 121, I will lift up mine eyes. There are 150 psalms in the Old Testament of the Bible, each one being a self-contained writing in verse. It seems likely these poems were intended for singing from the very beginning. In fact, some of them call on the worshiper to sing explicitly. In the liner notes to this CD, John Rutter himself writes, The most powerful reason composers remain attracted to the Psalms, however, is perhaps that they express such a rich gamut of intensely human and timeless emotions. Hope, faith, trust, joy, and wonder, and then some uncomfortable ones which Christians may struggle with, but which everyone has experienced. Self-pity, jealousy, vengefulness, spite, anger, and sometimes a sense of having been abandoned by God. How some of the pieces on this recording came to be is interesting, and it gives you at least an idea of how transnationally popular John Ritter's music is. Psalmfest, the major work on this recording, was first performed in the Morton Meyerson Hall, Dallas, and then in Carnegie Hall, New York. That was in June of 1993. The original performers were the combined high school choirs from Garland, Texas. The three individual psalm settings making up the remainder of this album were written for special occasions, with performances in St. Paul's Cathedral, London, and Westminster Abbey. The piece, This is the Day, written in 2011, was composed for the wedding in Westminster Abbey of Prince William and Kate Middleton, otherwise known as the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge. Lord, Thou Hast Been Our Refuge, written in 2008, was written for the annual City United Guild service in St. Paul Cathedral. Here's a bit of that piece, beginning with a beautiful trumpet opening. Thank you. St. Albans Cathedral was built between the years 1077 and 1893, definitely a relaxed building timetable. Alban was a pagan living in what is now St. Albans, Herefordshire, England, which is just north of London. Before Christianity became the official religion of the Roman Empire, local Christians were being persecuted by the Romans. In one of those persecutions, Alban sheltered their priest in his home and was converted to the Christian faith by him. When the soldiers came to Alban's house looking for the priest, Alban exchanged cloaks with the priest and let himself be arrested in his place. Alban was taken before the magistrate, where he avowed his new Christian faith and was condemned for it. He was beheaded, according to the legend, on the spot where the cathedral named after him now stands. Also according to the legend, after the beheading, his head rolled down the hill after being cut off, and a well sprang up at the point where his head stopped rolling. All that aside, the nave of St. Alban's Cathedral, formerly the Cathedral and Abbey Church of St. Alban, is 84 meters or 276 feet long. Big place. In fact, it's the longest of any cathedral in England. Overall, that means the nave is the longest, but overall it is the second longest cathedral in the United Kingdom. Like any building that took 815 years to build, the cathedral incorporates building styles from different eras, in this case from Norman and Gothic, all the way up to 19th century. But whatever the influences, even in photographs, it's a magnificent building to look at. Unlike many English cathedral choirs, there's no actual choir school at St. Albans. The boys rehearse before and after going to the normal schools in the area and sing a service of choral evensong on 3 weekdays and 3 services with the lay clerks, the adult men, each weekend. The lay clerks are a dedicated group of musicians who, most of them, earn their living outside the music profession. But under Andrew Lucas's direction, they have made 9 international concert tours, broadcasts on radio and television, and have made 5 recordings, including previous Naxos recordings of music by Rutter and Mozart. So if you like the music in this podcast, there's lots more for you to enjoy. That was O Praise the Lord of Heaven, based on Psalm 148. All of the music in this podcast comes from a new recording called Psalm Fest, with music by John Rutter, featuring the choirs of St. Albans Cathedral, the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, and a bunch of really wonderful soloists, all under the direction of Andrew Lucas. It's available at all fine music retailers, Naxos catalog number 8.573394. To go out, here's how the recording ends, with music based on Psalm 150. I'm Raymond Bechet. So long for now.